Here's today's In Touch reflection on the Beatitudes.
This month's reflection is based on verses 11 and 12 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Persecution is a scary prospect, yet it's written into the Christian story time and time again. And the way that those of us who are believers think, speak, and pray about our suffering for our faith can impact how we respond to such situations. When you're feeling fearful, concerned, confused, or even angry, look to God's Word and take comfort in Jesus' promise that the persecuted will be blessed. Paul knew of this reassurance when he wrote to Timothy that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And throughout the church today, many Christians follow Paul's example of responding to such oppression not only with love and patience, but also with encouragement for other faithful believers. And we likewise can feel heartened by the promise of being blessed through our sufferings. Think about it. Perhaps you've experienced resistance to your faith. How did that make you feel? In today's Western culture, how can Christians respond to persecution locally or elsewhere in the world?